إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book مئة سؤال وجوابه في العقيدة التوحيد. The author, حفظه الله تعالى, says, ما واجب المسلم تجاه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ What is the duty of a Muslim towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is a companion? Who is a companion? Man huwa as-sahabi? The authors ask the question, ma wajibu al-muslim تجاه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is the duty of a Muslim towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم? So the question is, who is a Sahabi? A Sahabi, that is the singular of Ashab, or the singular of Sahaba. So a Sahabi, as the scholars have said, is man laqiya an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'minan bihi, is the one who meets the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or who met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'minan bihi, that is believing in him. وَمَاتَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ, and he died upon believing in him. وَإِنْ تَخَلَّلَتْ أُرِدَّهِ, even if there is apostasy in between, as long as he died upon the iman, he is still considered a companion. So the one who met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and died, and that is believing in him, and died upon the iman, even if there was apostasy in between. The most important thing is that he died upon the belief on the messenger, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the definition of the Sahabi. So not everybody that met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is considered a Sahabi. Take for instance Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and many others. They met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them were his uncles. Abu Talib met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was his uncle. He was older than his father, Abdullah. but he did not believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is not considered a Sahabi. So animals died upon the Iman. If somebody believes in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apostatized, and the person died upon apostasy, so he is not considered a companion. And that was why the munafiqun who claim they believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believe in Allah, they believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were not considered companions, because in actual sense they did not believe. So the munafiqun, people like Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, they were kuffar, they were not Muslims. So they claimed to be Muslims, but they were not Muslims. So the munafiqun were not considered to be the Sahaba, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not considered to be among the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what should be our attitude towards the Ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Al-wajib mahabbatuhum. What is composing on us is to love them. وَاَعْتِقَادُ أَنَّهُمْ أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ, and to have the belief that they are the best. They were the best. بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلِ, after the prophets and the messengers, عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ, that is, the Rusul and the Anbiya, these are the best of mankind. After the Rusul and the Anbiya, the messengers and the prophets, come the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the companions, they also have what? Great. They have ranks. So they were better than one another. Just as the Rusul and the Anbiya were better than one another, the companions were also better than one another, but their position came after the position of the Anbiya, the Rusul and the Anbiya. So we have to love them. We have to love them and have the belief that they are the best after the messengers, after the prophets. وَكَفُّ اللِّسَانِ عَنِ الْكَلَامِ فِيهِمْ, and we should also avoid speaking ill of them. إِلَّا بِذِكْرِ الْحَسَنِ, so when we are going to talk about them, we speak good of them. وَيَحْرُمْ سَبُّ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الصُّحَابَةِ, it is forbidden to abuse any of the companions. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تسبوا أصحابي, do not revile my companions, do not abuse them. فوالذي نفسي بيدي, I swear by the one in whose hand my soul is, لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفا, I swear by the one in whose hand my soul is, if one of you were to spend the watch of the mountain of Uhud in Gosh, ma balaga mudda ahdihim wala nasifa, this will not reach the mud of one of them. We know the mud that we use in measuring zakat al-fitr. It will not be up to the reward, will not be up to the reward of the mood that one of them used to do sadaqah. The reward that somebody that gives the watch of Uhud in gold as sadaqah, what he will get as a reward will not be up to what the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave a mood of grain in sadaqah, will get. Wala nasifa, not even half. Because these people, They tried for the deen. They tried for the deen. These were the people who embraced Islam at the early period. These were the people who suffered together with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in preaching this deen, in protecting this deen, in spreading this deen till it got to us, it got to Africa, it got to Nigeria, it got to many places in the world. The companions did this. So if somebody who is not a companion were to do sadaqah of something like Uhud, gold, he will not get the reward of the companion who gave the watch of wood in green as sadaqah. He will not get it. مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحْدٍ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. The author says, مَا دَلِيُوا عَلَى فَضْلِ صَحَابَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. What is the evidence for the virtue of the companions? May Allah be pleased with them. الدَّلِيلُ كَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. The evidence is a statement. وَالصَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. The foreigners. مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. From among the emigrants. وَالْأَنصَارِ and the helpers. The muhajirun, these are people who migrated from Mecca to Medina, fleeing with their religion. They left behind their property, their wealth. They ran with their religion. They left their property in Mecca. These are called the muhajirun. وَالْأَنصَارِ the helpers. These were those who welcomed them, who accommodated them when they got to Medina. The people of Medina who accommodated the people of Mecca when they got to Medina. These are referred to as the Ansar. Allah says, وَالصَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Those who are the foreigners. من المهاجرين. From among the emigrants, والأنصار and the أنصار. والذين تبعوهم بإحسان, and those who follow them with good. ورضي الله عنهم, Allah is pleased with them. ورضوا عنه, and they are also pleased with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى has prepared for them jannat, gardens, tajri tahta al-anhar, that rivers flow under it, khalidina fiha, dwelling in it forever, abadan, dhalika al-fawd al-azim, and this is a great triumph. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the companions in Surah Al-Tawbah. In Surah At-Tawbah. Then the Sheikh says, Man afdalu sahaba, who are the best of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Afdalu sahabati al-khulafa'u al-arba'a. The best of the companions are the four rightly guided caliphs. Wahum Abu Bakr. Wahum Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. They Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Thumma Umar bin Khattab. Followed by Umar, the son of Al-Khattab. Thumma Uthman bin Affan. Followed by Uthman, the son of Affan. Thumma Ali bin Abi Talib. Followed by Ali bin Abi Talib. Thumma Baqiyatul Asharat al-Mubashsharin bil-Jannah. Followed by the 10 people who are given the great tidings of Al-Jannah. That is, apart from these four, there are six other people who are given the great tidings of Al-Jannah. from among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is just a summary about the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said that a companion is the one who met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believed in him and died upon the belief. That is the definition of a companion. And we said the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are greater in rank than one another. So from what the author has said here, we can see that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the best of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the author started with, we don't abuse them. That is, we should love them. We shouldn't speak ill of them. And they also mentioned the companions in terms of what? Virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. He said amongst you, that is the companions, that is, you are not on the same pedestal. Those who spent in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the conquest of Mecca, that is before the Sulh of Hudaybiyah, those who spent in the cause of Al-Islam and fought in the cause of Al-Islam, so they are not the same and those with those who spent afterwards and fought afterwards. If you look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse, both fought. But some people fought before the conquest of Mecca, and some fought after the conquest of Mecca. So the two fightings are not the same. So those who fought before the conquest of Mecca, they are greater in reward, in rank, than those who fought after the conquest of Mecca. So which means that even those who fought after the conquest of Mecca, if you are to liken them to us today, no matter the jihad that we do, if we embark on jihad of talab, jihad of spreading the deen, or the jihad of protecting our territories, we cannot be likened to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu. We cannot be likened to those who fought after the conquest of Mecca. We cannot be likened to them. So just as those who fought after the conquest of Mecca cannot be likened to those who fought before the conquest of Mecca. Yes, these people fought, these people also fought. But the fightings are not the same in terms of reward. In terms of what? Daraja, they are not the same. So and that's why it would be a stupid statement for somebody to say, Hum rijalu wa nahnu rijalu. The companions are men and we are men. No, we are not on the same what? Fidesa. They are far, far better than us. They are far, far better than us. If those who fought after the conquest of Mecca are not on the same pedestal with those who fought before the conquest, if those who spent after the conquest of Mecca are not on the same pedestal with those who fought or who spent before the conquest of Mecca, so we cannot be likened to those who spent after the conquest of Mecca. Not to talk of being likened to those who fought before or spent before the conquest of Mecca. And that's why we should respect ourselves. We should know our level. We should know how we talk, how we speak. So we should not discredit the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is a sign of wretchedness to speak ill of any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning them. That لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أُولَٰئِكَ عَظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Though Allah has promised each one of them, each of the two sects, Allah has what? Has promised them al-husna, good. But the good of those who fought and spent afterwards is not the same thing as the good promised those who spent and fought before the conquest of Makkah. So this is a clear verse of the Quran. This is a clear verse. And Allah said, وَسَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. This is another verse telling us the virtue, the status of the foreigners in Islam, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this tells us their virtue, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are also pleased with Allah. وَعَدَّ لَمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also prepared for them jannat, gardens, that tajri tahta al-anhar, that al-anhar, rivers are flowing under it or under it. So to speak ill of them is like one is speaking ill of what? Of the Quran. One is speaking ill of the Quran. If Allah said this about the companions in the Quran, so many verses of the Quran talking good, speaking good about the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and that is why one of the pious predecessors and person of Abu Zur'a al-Razi rahimahullahu ta'ala, as reported by Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi in his book Al-Kifaya, said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَحْدًا إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَنْتَقِسُ أَحْدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ زِنْدِيقٌ. If you see a man speaking ill of any of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ, if you see a man, يَنْتَقِسُ أَحْدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ زِنْدِيقٌ. If you see a man speaking ill of any of the companions, any of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ زِنْدِيقٌ. Know that he is a zindiq. Who is a zindiq? A zindiq is a heretic. Somebody who pretends to be a Muslim, but the person is not a Muslim. Because such a person is zindiq, equivalent to munafiq. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ zindiq. How can you call yourself a Muslim, then you are speaking ill of a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ zindiq. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ. The Sheikh said, this is because the Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is haqqun, is truth. If you believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the Messenger of Allah, then you are on the way. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الرَّسُول sallallahu alayhi wasalam haqqun وَالْقُرْآنَ haqqun. And the Quran is also what? Truth. The Quran is truth. The Rasul is truth. Then he said, what? وَإِنَّمَا أَدَّى إِلَيْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَالسُّنَنَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Quran and the Sunan, that is the statements of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his actions, were conveyed to us by the companions. So you say you believe that the Quran is true. You believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. How did you get to know about the Quran? How did you get to know about the Rasul? So وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌ وَالْقُرْآنَ حَقٌ وَإِنَّمَا أَدَّ إِلَيْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَالسُّنَنَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So it is the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that conveyed the Quran and the Sunan for us. And somebody now says he wants to disparage, discredit the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what does that mean? So the Sheikh says what? Those who are doing this, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُشَوِّحُوا شُهُودَنَا. The intention of those who are discrediting the companions is that they want to discredit our what? Our shuhud, our witnesses. لِيُبْتِلُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةِ. So that they can watch, destroy the Quran and watch the Sunnah. So that they can discredit the Quran and the Sunnah. So they disparage the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's why they can discredit the Quran and Sunnah. Because if the Quran and the Sunnah were brought by the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we speak ill of them, definitely we are speaking ill of the message that he brought to us. So that's why he said what? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبْتِلُوا إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُونَ يُجَوِحُوا شُهُودَنَا. Their intention is to speak ill of our witnesses. Who are our witnesses? The companions. لِيُبْتِلُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةِ. So that they can discredit the Quran and the Sunnah. So the Sheikh said what? فَالْجَرْحُ بِهِمْ أَوْلَىٰ. People like these, they are more deserving of what? Of disparagement. So and that's why you see any person speaking of a companion, such a person deserves to be attacked, to be warned against. Such a person deserves to be spoken ill of. Because he is speaking ill of our shuhud, our witnesses, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that Allah said was sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal ansar wal-ladhina taba'uhum bi ihsan radiyallahu an wa radu'an. Allah says is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Then somebody says, I'm a Muslim. And starts attacking the companions, starts speaking ill of them. So how can somebody like that be a Muslim? So the Sheikh says, فَالْجَرْحُ بِهِمْ أَوْلَىٰ. Such people, they deserve to watch, to be attacked, to be spoken ill of, to be warned against, to be disparaged. وَهُمْ زَنَادِقَ. They are zanadiqa. They are zanadiqa. They are heretics. They are heretics. You know, he started by saying, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ. When you see a man, يَنْتَقِسُ. Disparaging. Speaking ill of أَحَادًا أَنْ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ زِنْدِكِ. Know that he's a zindik. The person is not a Muslim. He's just trying to watch, to camouflage. He's trying to present himself as a Muslim, not a Muslim. You can't be a good Muslim and the person that you'll be speaking ill of are the what? The Hamalatul Kitab, Hamalatul Quran, those who have carried the Quran to us, those who have conveyed the Quran to us, will be those that you'll be speaking ill of. Definitely you are speaking ill of the Quran itself. You are speaking ill of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without the companions, you can't practice this deen. You can't practice deen. Just as without the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot practice Islam. Without the companions, you cannot practice Islam. You say you believe in the Quran. Okay, who conveyed the Quran to you? Did it fall from heaven? Some people conveyed it to us. And those who conveyed this Quran to us are the companions. So you can't speak ill of them and remain a Muslim. And that is why Shaykh Uthaymeen Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, in his book, al-Kharib al-Maslul ala Shatim al-Rasul, say that the scholars, they agree that if somebody is attacking all the companions, is speaking ill of all the companions, undoubtedly such a person is a kafir. Undoubtedly. And any person who doubts his kufru is also what, a kafir like him. You cannot be speaking ill of all the companions. But if somebody speaks ill of some of the one or two of the companions, yeah, the scholars differ. Is the person a kafir or not? Some said if he speaks ill of a companion, is a kafir. Some said he's not a kafir. The reason why they differ is that, okay, during the time of the companions, they have disagreement. They have disagreement among themselves. So they may criticize one another. So if somebody comes after and also criticizes them, are we going to say the person has gotten to the level of kufru? So, and that's why some scholars have said no. But such a person should be what? Such a person should be what? Should be punished for that. So you can't speak ill of the companions of the Messenger of Allah. One of them, that one will now go scot-free. If you have a good leader, a good Muslim leader, such a person should be what? Should be punished for that. There should be a deterrent punishment for the one who speaks ill of any of the companions. And that was why when some people were speaking ill of some people were speaking ill of Ali, some were speaking ill of Uthman, some were speaking ill of Muawiyah. Those who are speaking ill of Uthman, you know, the Khawarij, who believe that Uthman radiallahu anhu divulged the wealth of the Ummah. He put in lofty positions his relatives. So some youths then who are not companions, they started speaking ill of him to the extent that they besieged his house. And they asked him to dethrone himself. They said he should relinquish power. He should quit power. And he said he will not quit. The position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed him, that his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed him. So this youth eventually attacked him and they killed him. Alhamdulillah, there was no single companion among them. They were youths. No single companions among them. Youths, just as we have youths today, that we always have problem with the rulers. We embark on protests and things like that. So during time of Uthman, some youths also carried out protests. They besieged the house of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they eventually attacked and killed him. So likewise, some people also rose during the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. They declared him a kafir too, the Khawarij. Uthman, a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was, إِنَّ الْمَلَاحِكَ لَتَسْتَحْيِ مِنْهُ. The angels are shy of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Then somebody called himself a Muslim and said, no, this watch, this is an unjust ruler. This is a ruler that has put his relatives in position. He has eaten the wealth of the nation. And they asked him to quit the position of power. And eventually they killed him. So youth like that also rose against Ali radiallahu anhu. And they also killed him. They also killed him. So youth like that rose during the time of Muawiyah too. And they said what? He was also devouring the wealth of the nation. And that's why there is hardly a ruler. There is hardly a ruler in the history. Except that you see some people asking him to go. And another ruler will come after, they will still complain. If those who love him want him to stay, There are those who do not love him, and they want him to watch, to go. That has been the attitude of a human being. We are not always pleased. Nobody will rule us that you say, okay, you should stay. Everybody, when they rule, they say, watch, they should go. So they did this to the best of this ummah, Uthman radiallahu anhu. They did this to Ali radiallahu anhu. They did it to Muawiyah. Even some did it to Umar radiallahu anhu. Despite how Umar radiallahu anhu would try as much as possible to take anything that had to do with watch the government property. He warned the children. Some people still feel that he was not a just ruler. So the point here is that Aisha radiallahu anha said that when he saw some people speaking ill of Ali, some people speaking ill of Uthman, some people speaking ill of Muawiyah, she said, "Umiru an yastaghfiru lahum fasabbuhum." "Umiru an yastaghfiru lahum fasabbuhum." They've been commanded to seek Allah's forgiveness for them. Instead of doing that, they were reviling them, they were abusing them. Who asked them to seek forgiveness of Allah for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. It's a clever of the Quran that we come in after the companions should seek forgiveness for them. Not for us to watch, to be attacking them, to be speaking of them. So when Aisha saw the attitude of these people, she said, watch. She said, "Umiru an yastaghfiru lahum fasabbuhum." They've been commanded to seek forgiveness for them. Other than doing that, they were abusing them. They were abusing them. So it is wrong of any person who calls himself a Muslim to be speaking it of a companion. So there is nothing you can do that you get to that level of shuhba. You are not there and you can never be there. Those who accompany the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was a privilege. They did not ask for it. Allah put them there. So there is no act that you can do today, no prayer, no salah, no zakah, no hajj, no siyam that you can perform, that will put you in the rank of the suhbah. You have missed it, you have missed it, you are not there. So those who witness that suhbah is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't speak ill of them, you respect them. They are not angels. They have watched their mistakes as human beings. We can see the history. But those mistakes are not what we use to revile them, to speak ill of them. So what Allah has said is watch. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and our brethren who preceded us in iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, don't put any hatred and rancor in our hearts against those who believe. So this is the Quran for us. And that's why, if you look at it critically, you see that an average Rafidi is somebody who rejected Abu Bakr and Umar. They rejected Abu Bakr and Umar. They say Abu Bakr did not deserve that Khilafah. Umar did not deserve that Khilafah. So they wronged Ali radiallahu anhu. So according to them, so they were supposed to what? Give the power to Ali radiallahu anhu after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they said by taking power, that is Abu Bakr taking power after the death of the Messenger of Allah, this is injustice. Umar taking power after Abu Bakr, this is injustice. So they said it is Ali radiallahu anhu supposed to be there. So they said, watch, they are Shia to Ali. They are Shia to Ali. They are the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu. Rafadu Abu Bakr wa Umar. He rejected Abu Bakr and Umar. So the scholars, they call them Rawafij. Rawafij. Those who rejected Abu Bakr and Umar. So these people, they were speaking of Abu Bakr, speaking of Umar radiallahu anhu. They were speaking of them. So the one who speak ill of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is a kafir. He's a kafir. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke good about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when he said to his friend, Sahibuhu, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his word, Sahib, La tahzan. Said to Abu Bakr, La tahzan. Don't grieve, in Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. So and that's why in our society today, some people are saying what? It is not Abu Bakr in the watch, in the cave which with the Messenger of Allah. It is the Shia Rawafi that will say that. That will say that. Why? Because they don't want to give that honor to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They don't want to give the honor to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And somebody picked it in this part of the watch, in the Yoruba land, in Lagos here, saying that he's not Abu Bakr, to discredit Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So somebody speaking ill of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there is no doubt that such a person watch is a kafir. Likewise, some people call themselves Muslims, they accuse Aisha of zina, radiallahu anha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reviewed the whole surah, talking about what? Talking about Abin what? Abin, that is venerating her, or sorry, taking her of what? Of that thing that is ascribed to her. So a whole surah was revealed concerning that. Some people, they accused her of zina. And those people were punished. They were punished. They were given what? Haddul Qabr, those who did that. And they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, like Hamnat bin Tujash, Mistah. All these people were what? Given 18 lashes for doing kufr, for accusing Aisha radiallahu anha and Sufwan Mu'attal of zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exonerated her from that. And somebody still believe that what Aisha radiallahu anha is a zaniya. And this is the aqidah of the Shia Rawafij. They will still call her zaniya. Despite the fact that what? Verses of the Quran exonerated her from this that they have ascribed to her. So whoever says Aisha is a zaniya is a kafir. Because he has disbelieved in the Quran. As I said earlier, if somebody says the companions are kuffar except 8 or 10 of them, this is the aqidah of the Shia Rawafij. He said the companions are kuffar except 8 or 10 of them. So when you say, who are those people? They tell you Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima radiallahu anha, Hassan, Hussein, and their what? Their children, or this Miqdad, they count about 10 or 8 or so of the companions that are what? That are Muslims to them. The remaining companions in the what? They are kuffar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالصَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah said, Muhammad Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. Ruhama'u bainahum tarahum ruk'an sujjadan yabtaguna fadla min Allahi warduana. Sima'un fi ujuhim min athar sujud. Thalika matalun fi al-Tawrah wa matalun fi al-Injili kazari'in akhraja shata'u fa'azara'u fa'staglada fa'sta'u ala suki. يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ليغيظ بهم الكفار, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrage the kuffar with them. So it means any person that is the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a kafir. Because Allah said what? ليغيظ بهم الكفار. So verses of the Quran speaking good of the companions. Then somebody says the Muslim said the companions can be what? Can be subjected to criticism. We can what? We can critique their life. So why should you not bring the companions as object of criticism? No, that is not for you. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْضٍ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. You are not to be criticizing the companions, you are to be what? Asking for Allah's forgiveness for them. Not for you to be criticizing them or making jest of them. So if you see any person attacking the companions, speaking ill of any of them, know that such a person is what? Is an evil person. Such a person is what? Is an evil person. Al-Imam Abu Hatim al-Razi said this centuries back. إذا رأيت الرجل ينتقص أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعلم أنه زنديق. If you see anybody speaking ill of any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعلم أنه زنديق. Know that that person is what? Is a heretic. He's just covering himself with Islam. وذلك أن الرسول حق. This is because the Rasul to us is haq. He's a messenger of Allah. Wal Quran haqqun. And the Quran to us is what? Is true. Is a book of Allah. So if you believe in Rasul, what did he say about the companions? لا تسبوا أصحابي والذي نفسي بيدي لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذئبا ما بلغ مد حديم ولا نصيفا. Telling us the virtue, the position of the companions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Rasul has spoken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about the companions in the Quran. So it's either you don't believe in the Quran or you believe in the Quran. If you believe in the Quran, then you have to respect the companions. If you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to respect the companions. But if you say they are human beings, we can criticize them too, then you are what? You are indirectly going against the verse of the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Some people, they ate some of the companions seriously. They ate Uthman, they ate Abu Bakr, they ate Umar. The Shia Rawafi, they ate all these people with passion. Likewise, the Khawarij, they hated Uthman, they hated Muawiyah, they hated Ali radiallahu anhu. It was one of them that killed Ali radiallahu anhu. So they hated a lot of companions. How can you be Muslim and watch? You are attacking the honor of the companions. So you can't be Muslim. You cannot be Muslim. The least that can be said is somebody who speaks in all the companions, such a person should be dealt with by the authorities. If there is no authority that will deal with such a person, the person is what? The person is facing serious issue before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was some scholars said, okay, if it talks about the deen of each one of them, that their deen is not okay, they are not religious, they are not this, then there is no doubt about the kufr of that person. But if you say that towards maybe somebody is cowardly, is a coward, or somebody doesn't know how to do siyasa, that is how to run the government, he said, if it is that, then we may say it is to be given deterrent punishment. It should be dealt by the authority. But he has not gotten to the level of what? Being a kafir. But some scholars generalize, because when you look at these verses, of the Quran and the Ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they tell us the position of the companion. So when you destroy the companion, somebody succeeds in destroying the companions, then he has succeeded in destroying the Ahadith. He has succeeded in destroying what? The Quran. And that's why the Shia Rawafij, they will tell you that this Quran that you are reading today is not the original Quran. You see where they've gone? From what? From destroying the companions. They say all the companions are kuffar except about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 among them are Muslims. The rest are kuffar. So the Quran that you are reading today are the Quran left by those companions that they declared kuffar. So they say the Quran that you are reading today is what? Is incomplete Quran. In fact, some of them say there is no single word of the original Quran in the Quran that you are reading today. There is no single word of the original Quran in the Quran that's what we are reading today. Where is the original Quran? They said Ali radiallahu anhu had taken it away when he had issue with Umar. When he had what issue with Umar and Abu Bakr. So he was angry and he took it away. And he said they will not see it until his grandson comes. That is the 12th Imam that they call Muhammad bin Hassan al-Askari. He will be the one to bring the original Quran. So to them, the Quran that we are reading today is not the original Quran. So you see the way they graduated from attacking the companions, making takfir of them, to watch. To discrediting the Quran itself. So the Khawarij attack the companions. They attack a lot of the companions. So they also graduated to the level of what? Of interpreting the Quran the way that suits their own watch, their whims and caprices. And this Islam, you cannot understand it except with the understanding of the companions. If your understanding goes against the understanding of the companions, who are the direct students of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should accuse yourself. So, and that's why scholars will say, like Imam Ahmad and many others, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَحْدًا يَنْتَقِسُ أَحْدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاتَّهِمُهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. If you see anybody speaking ill of any of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَاتَّهِمُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ, that is, doubt the Islam of such a person. Doubt the Islam of such a person. So today you see people say, oh, we Muslims should come together, we should unite. Unite upon watch. This is the Quran if we want to unite. This is the Ahadith of the Messenger of Allah if we want to unite. This is what can bind us together, that can bring us together. But for us to say we should unite, we should forget our differences. This one is telling me that the Quran that you are reading is incomplete. This one says what? The Abu Bakr, Umar, the wronged Ali radiallahu anhu, they usurped power. They usurped power from him. They didn't give him the power. So that they wronged the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are crying Madlubiyat Fatima, Madlubiyat Ali, that is Ali, Fatima, were wronged by Abu Bakr, Umar, by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How are we going to unite? Somebody is telling me that Aisha radiallahu anha is a prostitute. How are we going to unite? He tells me that the Quran that we are reading is incomplete. Upon what pin are we going to watch? Are we going to unite? And that is why those who are upon the aqid of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are different from those who are upon the aqidah that goes against that. So there is no way we can unite, we can't come together. We cannot come together. Politicians cannot bring us together. Because if a politician, because of his own power, because of what he's looking for, if he wants to unite the Muslims with different aqidah, this won't work. Forget your differences, you're all Muslims. Okay. Then this one is talking, he's abusing companions, he's abusing Abu Bakr, Umar. He's telling what? Telling us that the Quran is incomplete. So I'm saying the Quran is complete. I'm saying what? Abu Bakr, Umar, these are the best of this Ummah. No. Don't tell me these are the best of this Ummah. Somebody is telling me that. Are we going to watch? Are we going to come together? This is not possible. It would only be what? A dream. The only thing that can unite us is for us to go back to the basis of our religion. Huh? For us to respect the Quran and respect the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's why Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't speak ill of any of the companions. They do not speak ill of Fatima, they don't speak ill of Aisha, they don't speak ill of Ali, they don't speak ill of Umar. All the companions, they respect them. They don't say evil thing about them. So this is what should be, this should be our aqidah, our belief. So pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our feet firm on his path. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The position of the Sultan of Sokoto, is it just like the position of an emir, ordinary Obi, ordinary Oba? It's not like that. Before the coming of the British colonialists, so Sultan of Sokoto was having control under a lot of territories. Uthman Danfodio, his children after him, or people after him, they controlled a lot of territories in the north, down to areas like what? Ilorin. So a lot of territories were under the Sultan of Sokoto, so to say. So how can we not liken somebody who had a lot of war territories on her with somebody who just had what, a single territory or a plot of some plots of land under him? See what they are missing. They are not the same. So Sultan of Sokoto was the leader of the Muslims then. So the leader of the Muslims. So with the advent of this democratic government or the military government, the power was reduced, and they still recognized him as the leader of the Muslims. They still recognize him as the leader of Muslims. If anything has to do with the Muslims, they still watch, they go to him. So if you Google it now, who is the leader of the Muslims in Nigeria? So it is the Sultan of Sokoto, they would say. They won't say one Oba in what, in the Yoruba land, or one Oba in the... So this is what is known to everybody. But some people, they don't want to submit themselves to him, and that's why they are using this issue of the announcement of the sighting of the moon as a tool to fight his leadership. So what are the issue of announcing what? The sighting of the new moon, this is a tax of the authorities, not only the tax of an ordinary scholar. During the time of the Messenger of Allah, Allah will be the one to tell the people. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, was containing Mu'attaf Imam Malik, said, Tara an-nasu al-ilaha, the people were searching for the moon as directed. فَرَأَيْتُهُ أَوْ فَأَخْبَرْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُهُ. I saw it and I told the Messenger of Allah that what? I sighted it. فَصَوْمَهُ وَأَمَرَ النَّاسَ بِسِيَامِهِ. So he fasted and he ordered the people to fast it. Who was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The head of state. So during the time of Abu Bakr, similar thing. During the time of Umar. So it continued like that. So it is the head of state that watch, that will announce the commencement of the Ramadan with the sighting of the moon. Unless somebody is living in remote areas where he's not in contact with the town, then he sees or he sights the moon, then he will fast by himself because he has sighted the moon. But somebody who's in contact with the city, he can get the information, he has to follow the announcement. He has to follow the announcement. So when we say we want to limit it to maybe a place, for instance, okay, we have emir in Lagos here. The emir of Lagos will ask the Muslims in Lagos to, or the Oba of Lagos rather, will ask the Muslims in Lagos to be looking for the moon. So if they sight it, they will tell him, he will tell the people in Lagos to fast. If they do not sight it, the people in Lagos will be different from the people of Oyo State. So people of Oshogbo or Osun State will be different from the people of Oyo State, people of Kwara State. So how many leaders, how many rulers, just in Nigeria alone, so we have about 36 or so states declaring what different time and days for fasting. When a simple information can go through, that can go around, so this is simple. So for us to say, okay, we are not going to recognize the son of Sokoto, the federal government recognizes him as the leader of the Muslims in Nigeria. So just leave it. Let us continue. But if you want to say, okay, we in the Yoruba land, how many are you? You are in Lagos only. That is why championing that thing is in Lagos. So he's unable to even subdue some Yoruba, the Imam of Lagos refuses what? To submit to him. The Imam of Oyo refused to submit to him. The Imam of Oshobo refused to submit to him. So that of Ilorin will not also follow him. And Ogbomosho will not follow him. So you say you are fighting for the Yorubas. You want the Yorubas. No, you are looking for leadership. That's the blunt truth. He wants to be recognized as what? The leader of the Muslim. And you are not an Oba. You are not an emir. Your father only has what? Has a school. You're only a principal. So I want to be what? The one controlling the Yoruba land. And some people refuse to follow you. So you don't need to attack the Sultan of Sokoto. This is just causing problem in the Muslim, among the Muslims. People have what been recognizing him. Yes, some people may have what some issues, some disagreements. It's normal. You go to Egypt, people have not seems to have differences of opinion with rulers. But for us to say, okay, the Yoruba, which Yoruba? We have counted Yoruba imams now. We have counted some Yoruba others and emirs that are not following you. So the best is for us to let what? To let peace reign. Let's continue to follow the announcement of Sultan of Sokoto. So that's simple. Wallahi. Okay. Pardon? How many wives did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? Now the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married 9 wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him that. But this is not allowed for other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a Muslim man can only marry 4 wives. At most. So, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was allowed to marry 9 wives. And all the wives, apart from Aisha radiallahu anha, so people are previously married. So he did this, as scholars have said, in order to strengthen the da'wah of Islam. So if you had wanted to marry those who are young girls, you would have what? Done. But you look at Sauda, Umm Salama, Hafsa, most of these people, they were previously married. So just to take care of them and to strengthen Islam by marrying those people. But ordinarily, a Muslim man is entitled to four wives if he has the capability to do that. Financial capability and the bodily capability, the physical capability. So if he has that, so Allah
Alam. In the day of fasting and the someone forgets taking to one of the wrong prayer and he went back, then he got to drink water and suffocating already, what is he supposed to do?
Now the question is somebody who has forgotten that he's fasting, either in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. He has forgotten that he's fasting, so he's eating. He has taken some morsels of food, either bread and beans or amala and the likes. So when he's about to drink water as a result of trying to, wanting to suffocate, as he's picking the cup of water, he remembers that he's fasting. So what should he do? He should drink. Because you say the person is about to suffocate. So the person should not suffocate. Because if he allows himself to be suffocated by that thing and dies, he will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should drink the water and repay back that fast. He will repay back the fast. But let's assume that the person does not remember until he has drunk the water, until he has taken the water. It is after he has taken the water that he remembers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha nasi hadukum, if one of you forgets, fa'akala wa shariba wa sa'im, so he eats or drinks while fasting." He said, "Fa innama at'amahu Allahu wa saqa." Is Allah that has given him the food and given him the drink. So the fast, according to most scholars, contrary to the Malikiya, is still intact. So only that he shouldn't eat anything further. But what he has eaten, Allah has given him the food. Allah has what? Given him the drink. He shouldn't eat anything afterwards till the time of iftar. For the Malikiya, they believe that that fast and his watch is lost. Though it's not sinful, but they say we'll have to pay back that day. We'll have to pay back. What the correct view, Allah Alam, is that he will pay back that day. But in a situation where he remembers before he takes water, and there is necessity for him to take the water, because if he doesn't take the water, he gets suffocated. So we won't say he shouldn't take the water, because if he dies in that situation, not taking the water, so he will blame himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should take the water and pay back that fee. So Allahu alam. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.